Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here, and welcome to the first roundtable series for 2022, an exciting year ahead, post-COVID, post-regulations, and starting to hopefully get greater traction with each of our businesses. Today, we're starting with our hopes and insights from 2021 and hopes for 2022 amongst the Certainty Advisor community. You'll hear a very consistent theme coming from most of the team members who are on today about what 2022 is core to 2022's progress. Check it out.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to 2022 and our first roundtable for the year. Today, I want to talk about your hopes and plans for 2022. Then I want to sort of go around the room and just see how you're thinking and what some of those plans are. Then I want to share some stuff with you around our major theme for 2022. So let's see your plans and goals. And what was your insight for 2021? Let's start on that.
So I think efficiencies. So a lot of, for us, as a business, we've been using Adobe Sign for a while now. Comparing other companies out there, like DocuSign, I mean, you're paying top premium there for that, but Adobe does exactly the same thing, and just sort of educating our support staff how to use it appropriately. I think for us, behaviours of what we used to do in the past to what we do now, so that's really helping without having to print a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Another thing that we do for our lower end clients, which we've, probably started looking at the last 6 months, is doing outcome discussions on the phone and then getting them in to present the LOE, versus in the past we'd generally have them come in and then have another meeting. So just for the lower end clients, that seems to work well. And also too, I mean, from a cost point of view, makes complete sense for us.
And Amber, what's your low end? Like, when you say low end, is that less than 1,000, less than 5,000? What's a low
end? Yeah, so I mean, we obviously have legacy clients that are, predominantly maybe minimum two. But, you know, anything for our support clients, maybe 4,000. So, but definitely, once again, a lot of the retirees and lower end clients, we.
So it's not a conversation zero where you're trying to qualify that. It is actually an outcomes, certain amount of conversation.
Yeah, and we, as a business, will prepare agendas prior to the meeting as well, so that they know what the discussions will be about. So it's not just pick up the phone sort of thing. So we still have like a process around our structure in that, but it's not sort of just calling the client and then bang, going straight.
Yeah. So you got some structure. It's good. That's really good.
As Amber was saying, insights. It's good that clients have become a bit more au fait with Zoom meetings. So for a number of years, I've had issues trying to get clients onto Zoom meetings, but the fact that they've sort of been forced over the last year or two certainly has helped with efficiencies. Similar with digital signatures as well.
And your plans this year?
Just to improve the flow of ideal clients. Just hoping to get more of a flow of ideal clients as opposed to non-certainty clients.
Insights, we started working with you in the back end of last year, and being able to have those value sort of conversations with clients around what's important to them and their goals, and being able to then charge a fee to help with that, which is sort of in line with that value. That's been a big insight for us. Plans for 2022, looking to, I'm thinking I'm going to call it a 2020 plan, because we're going to look to increase our revenue by 20% and get our EBIT up to 20% as well, which probably not super impressive for a lot of other practices, but it'd be a nice result for us.
Good. Last year, I think it was a bit of consolidation, I think, just sort of, obviously we signed on to go through this sort of stuff and refine our pricing. I think it's a bit of a continuation from those sort of things, and being at our ideal clients, especially, and making sure we're focusing on who we want to work with and pricing accordingly.
Good. Okay. And plans this year, Caitlin?
Really refine that ideal client base, I think. And get into a bit more of pricing structure as well.
Yeah, with all the new regulatory environment, I mean, there's a need to, we all sort of worked our way through that with sort of OFAs and trustee fee consent. So the need to be efficient, more just real clarity around the need just to bring on ideal clients and ideal clients only, and make sure your pricing and value proposition for those people is absolutely spot on. I think for the future, I know, over the break, I thought our plans for 22, it's business as usual with regard to all that. But I've made the sort of, I guess I'm, my mantra for 2022 is I'm not coming to work to deal with difficult clients or difficult staff. So I'm not going to, I don't have many of those, but if it comes up, I'll tell you what, it's going to be crystal clear about what I'm going to be doing.
Good. Okay. So then no matter what history, heritage, size of assets, whatever, it's unless they fit the ideal, they're not on. Mm-hmm.
Really being able to go back to my old clients and sort of say, well, this is the way I used to service you, right? And now this is the way we take the business going forward. So given the option, you're either in or you're out. And it's worked wonderfully, you know, because clients actually do, when you open up a conversation about what they value the most, actually do want this advice. We were sort of always too scared to think that, you know, assets and insurance premiums were the driver of the value, when it's not. Yeah.
How long is it taking you to get to that decision that this is the way we're going to do it and we're not going to have any other space for anyone else?
Probably the last 6 months.
Good. Yeah. And you've got a good flow of opportunity too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, once you go back to these old clients and you say, look, this is what I'm going to do now for you going forward, it's a no-brainer.
Insights for us were really getting back to basics, really. So we've just had an enormous amount of growth in the last few years, and we're in the process of going through some more growth, which is great. So we've come back really refreshed after taking a significant break, which was terrific, and we've got some really clear bottom lines around ideal clients, what we will and what we won't accept. We've really started the year really well. I think I heard it on one of the other comments as well. One of our bottom lines is we just don't put up with disrespectful clients, regardless of the size.
Yeah.
We've proven to do that with some of our highest fee-paying clients. So yep. We're just not interested in dealing with people that are not respectful. We're looking forward to quite a positive, balanced, well-rounded 12 months.
Good. Well done. So I'm getting this clear theme of being quite selective about who we choose to work with amongst all of it.
Probably just getting a bit more confident in our pricing as well. I think every time Angel sort of gives us a price, we always pop it down a little bit. So we just need to get a little bit more happy, confident there. And, excited about trying a new process getting more clients on board. So
just to shift the business from where it is currently to something sort of different, and it's going okay and it's good. It just needs to move to another level without having to work 15 hours a day, every day. I've got no interest in doing that. Pricing, obviously, you know, I was saying in the group, we've been fee for service for a long time, but probably like everybody else, don't price high enough. Mm-hmm. And so changing the model slightly, otherwise it will stay the same. It'll keep functioning and it'll keep doing okay, but to take it to one step more, it needs to have a change. And I can't do that on my own.
So I hear this consistency about valuing what we do, having a clear plan in place and moving forward. Okay, I just want to share some tools and some key issues, because we think the key issue for us moving forward this year and the theme I'm pushing with everything, and I think we're just talking about it, is this theme of leadership. You know, leadership of ourselves, leadership of our teams, leadership of our clients, leadership of our alliances, our networks, and leadership of the industry. And I think to that effect, your own leadership, I really strongly suggest you do your own certainty map, using your own certainty map on yourself with someone that's significant to you, you know, a significant other in life or significant other in business. You're doing your own certainty map at the beginning of the year, because you're not, when you go put yourself through that own process, it's really important that you go through the process, you put your clients through to say, why does it make sense to be on the path I am? And we still think the certainty map's a good job for that. We also suggest the Why I Work So Hard questionnaire. And so this is a bit different take on the certainty map, but it might be another tool for yourself to sort of complete and again share with someone significant in your life or your business to do. So for, that's sort of little tools to help with your own leadership, why you're doing what you're doing for what you are, it is that you're doing. Team leadership, we do have a version of the certainty map, version 4 of this, which is the career map. So we have a certainty map for your team that identifies in the conversation what they're trying to achieve individually. And so we suggest that certainty map version 4, potentially for your own team, or ideally to the Why You're Working So Hard questionnaire, which it's a bit more in-depth client leadership. Similarly, every client getting a certainty map. We expect every client every year, we never make the assumption about why they're going to pay, why they're going to take advice, and why they're going to come back for more advice. And I know people have got it in the past, you may have been mixing it certain sessions, that oh, you only do that once every 2 or 3 years, or your client comes back and said, we did this last year, why do we need to do it again this year? Because I want to make sure I'm leading you down the right path without making any assumptions about that path, considering all the different things that may affect us. It's a really core part of why we do what we do and lead the clients, even if nothing has changed. It's still important for us to go through that, just like a doctor does a blood test. I hope nothing shows up, but I don't want to make that assumption. Similarly to client feedback. Now, this is something we built a while ago, this client feedback form. And it's actually been designed in such a way with only 8 questions to be done by a third party. So a third party making contact via Zoom or a call, simply to run through and run a series of questions with key clients about their feedback about the experience they've had working with you. You can adjust it if you don't have a third party or don't wish to do it with a third party. But again, it's just another, this is a one-on-one, obviously, about whether a client's taking advice. And this is more of a feedback on select clients from select by third party to make contact and see, you get some more feedback about what clients are doing for the leadership point of view. Second last is alliance leadership. Again, using the SME form. So the SME version of the certainty map, sitting down with those alliances. And I'd assume that you'd use this form with a strong alliance, someone that who's an accountant or a lawyer or a broker, or someone who is consistently giving you 1 or 2 referrals a month, I should be saying. Where are you going in your business? What's fundamental to your business? What are those things you hope to achieve in your business and personal life? We suggest doing version 5. So this is a version 5 of the certainty map. Or alternatively, to assess the alliance compatibility, we've got a short questionnaire, which we've built from our alliance work we've done, where we have this form, alliance. We call this the alliance conversation 0. Is it worthwhile for us to investigate an alliance with a potential accountant, referral partner, lawyer, mortgage broker, whoever it might be, estate planning specialist, and then asking these questions about where they're going with their business, where they're going with their firm? Does it make sense for us to then potentially use this document, get more detail about where they're going? And the last element, which is what we're doing with Certainty Advice, is industry leadership. There's at least 3 headline in the first 6 months of this year. There's 3 headline reforms the industry's doing. And certainty advisors and those certainty advisors amongst you, we're going to be putting in submissions for the review of the Corps Act, FASEA and Treasury. And so industry, at a time, I obviously believe being an industry leader is going to attract more clients, more alliances, more team members. And it's something the industry needs. It's still been trying to be dominated by the old major advice leaders who used to be product distributors. So we need more people like you who are doing what you do really well in serving clients. 2022, we heard from all of us just saying it's really important to get our ideal client right, to have confidence in our approach, and James' point right there at the end, be confidence also in our pricing. I think this is the year for leadership with our clients, our teams, our alliances, the industry, etc., and particularly ourselves.
There you go. What did you think? Progress in 2022 is about quality. The number of conversations that each of the Certainty Advisory team members here in the community were talking about, focusing on the right quality of clients, not trying to be all things to all people, getting that right prospect, getting the right pricing, and also some innovations about those clients that still want to deal with respect but can't deal with same levels of service, potentially doing certainty calls and engagement calls over the phone from Amber up there at Signet Private Wealth on the Gold Coast. So that whole objective, the other key thing I picked up was the beauty of the fresh approach. And I think James Kelly and Caitlin and Nicole down at Ambleside talking about Nicole, particularly being a fresher advisor, has got a greater insight potentially at times to some of the older thinking about pricing. And also to the information presented on here on our leadership. What is leadership coming forward? And I think this is the core theme for 2022, the need to stand up and be leaders. Firstly with ourselves and having some sort of reassessment of why we're doing what we're doing and some of the tools we share. And then obviously with our teams, obviously with our clients, our alliances, and also in the industry. So a great year ahead, a great year ahead for firms that are trying to build upon this valuable approach from a comprehensive perspective. And I think this is going to be one of the best years we've ever had. Love to get your feedback on this and any of the other sessions we run. Take care. Jim Stackpole signing out. Have a great year.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com.